Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Oh, man.
Was it that boring of a game?
65 sickos hanging out.
What are we doing? All right, the Loser's Lounge.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a Loser's Lounge.
Doesn't even feel like a Loser's Lounge.
Doesn't feel like a Winner's Lounge.
This might be like the first Loser's Lounge I've been on this year.
Is it really?
I feel like I've been on one in forever.
I mean, it has been a long time, man. Other than two games ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for that one. The Nuggets fall to the Bucks. The Nuggets, in air quotes, fall to the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Was it impressive? I don't know. The kind of parts of it were.
We can talk about it. Make that segment too, if you want.
I don't
want
to get too hyped. There were some players though that you got to evaluate that don't always get to play, and I think that'll be most of what we talk about. We also, throughout the course of the show, we'll be taking some mailbag, guys. I don't know if there's a full hours here, so if you guys want. If you have some questions that you want talked about, throw them in. Super chats will go to the top of the list, but Kale will also be on the lookout for just some Nuggets related questions. We're presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook. How'd we do, Dev?
We had some fun ones. Harrison hit his in about two plays.
Can I tell you guys what I did? I was trying to follow him and I accidentally bet on blocks.
That was a big mistake. He definitely did not get a block.
They were on the same thing, you know, it says like steals blocks, and then terrible
rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I got vote over here.
Well, I certainly regret the outfit choice right now.
Why is that?
That's a little easier to rock this in a winner's lounge.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an anticlimactic.
Yeah, you got to spin the block with that.
Yellow
called.
Sunglasses.
For sure.
Over here, I got Harrison Wind.
With my winnings, I'm going to buy all you guys a beer after the show.
Holding you to that.
All of us a beer. And then over here, Superstar Dev.
While Harrison has not been in the Loser's Lounge, I've been in two straight Loser's Lounges.
Oh, man, that's right. You took off
Tuesday. I really want to go back and see what the last one was that I was in because I don't remember it.
Let's go through a fast breakdown here. We're going to go quickly here tonight on this breakdown because there wasn't a whole lot. Nuggets are battling. First note I have, man, you could tell they brought that energy. Offense was slow to come around. Their offense was not great tonight. In fact, I believe they had a 88.5 offensive rating tonight.
Not great.
Not great, Bob. Ish was in before Bones Highland, which I thought was curious.
That was notable.
And guess what? Comes out on fire. 8 points straight for Ish.
4 for 4.
I thought he was phenomenal in the first 5 minutes of the game and terrible the rest of the game.
That was about it.
27-26 Nuggets at the end of one quarter. Second quarter, Bones hit a three and it felt kind of big. Then he followed it up with a little bit of a run. He had been very passive in the game. He had a little run going. Giannis had 6 turnovers, including, and then there was this play where Vlatko crossed him over. Do you guys remember this?
Little hezzy.
He puts on him.
Oh, yeah.
Crosses him over something fierce. But then, like, here's the thing. The Nuggets were playing really well, but part of it was their shot selection I thought was good. Like, they were being very – it was hard for them to get good looks. But they weren't speeding the game up. They're like, no, we're going to be deliberate, whatever. They had this stretch where they lost that focus and jacked up a couple dumb shots. 3 in a row, 8-0 run for the Bucks.
That was it.
Bucks themselves had a horrible offensive process all game.
Oh, my God.
A horrible offensive process.
Drew Holiday.
They were not into this game at all.
Drew Holiday should be prosecuted.
We'll get to a lot of this. But the Nuggets let him off that little hook, and it was like, damn it, you could have gone into the half up. This would have been awesome. And then Pat Connaughton turned into prime Steph Curry tonight. That guy was on fire. AG had 2 big blocks at the rim. Was it on Brooke Lopez? I think it was both on Brooke Lopez.
Yes, on Brooke Lopez.
And Denver rallied at the end of the half, 58-53, and you kind of felt like, hey, you know what? All right, let's see it. Nuggets chipping away in the third quarter. I think the Bucks just kept waiting for Denver to go away. Like, all right.
They're like, when are they going to stop trying?
And Denver just kept chipping away, pulled within one. Bucks not taking this game seriously at all. Shot selection ridiculous. And then Bones, I have a note in here. He was playing tonight extremely off ball. I would classify his game tonight as extremely off ball. Looking to get out of the way. Very, very curious, I thought, from him for large parts of this. The final 3 minutes of the third quarter were a disaster. I'm telling you, Denver only played bad in these tiny little pockets, and it cost him the game. Right. Unraveled to close it. Giannis picked up his fourth foul. They challenged it. Got overturned. That was a big one because I think that would have swung the game. And then Jeff hits a heave. They were down 11. Jeff hits a heave. Only down 8. All right, fourth quarter. Michael Malone, I thought the game also got lost here. Start the fourth quarter. DeAndre Jordan, you've got Giannis.
Well, that began at the end of the third quarter.
It did begin at the end of the third,
and then
during the unraveling.
Yes, and then DeAndre Jordan, for some reason, stayed out there to keep guarding Giannis to start the fourth quarter.
He did foul out.
Then quickly fouled out of the game.
I don't know what Michael Malone was thinking there, other than that he didn't have any other bodies. It wasn't like there was a lot of choice. I mean, Zeke had been playing minutes too. I don't know what he was thinking, though, putting him out there, because it clearly was a horrible idea to begin with, and then it went terribly. It, like, went horribly. Got them in the bonus. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get too upset.
Yeah.
Then Jeff closes the game at center over Najee, plays basically the entire rest of the game. Christian Brown had a three to cut it to 5. Denver was in this first
inning. Right there.
But then the doors come off.
Christian
as Giannis paraded to the foul line. Some of them are just like, you know, when you're a great player like that, so athletic, it's like, yeah, you know, he's going to draw a lot of fouls. But some of them I thought in this game were like, come on, man, like that?
Yeah.
It just was so, it was like so crazy.
If the Bucks
are
going to win the championship this year, it might be because it's just impossible to guard Giannis with how the game is being called this season.
He was drawing a lot of, like I said,
that's why they might win it.
Super athletic players draw fouls really well. It's one of the reasons Jokic doesn't draw fouls is like he's not that hyper athletic. So some of this is just by nature of his talent and his skill set. But there was definitely two or three of those on AG, I thought, and I was like, man, what are you supposed to do? Like, that was good defense. He beat him to the spot. Then he goes straight up, and I was just like, I don't know. But whatever. They didn't lose because of that. They lost because they were missing their roster. All right. Start us off, Dev. Big take. Come on, man. What's you got some big
takes. Got to deliver here, Dev.
Hey, narrow it down to just one, though. I know there's a lot.
Expectations are high. Yeah.
Narrow it down to one big takeaway.
My one big takeaway is if that is the contender in the East, if that's the team that's supposed to win the East, sign me up for Nuggets versus the Bucks.
Man, this is an interesting. I was going to bring this up later on, but you were just supremely unimpressed.
Let's just start trashing
it,
the Bucks.
And it wasn't even
top.
That I was very impressed. I mean, unimpressed. I was impressed by Denver's effort.
Yeah.
That was without their starters, and they wanted to battle and truly compete and show them that they are going to give them their best shot. So I think that would have to be my takeaway is just that Denver is a team that can compete with that squad, and we got to see it with their C squad, D squad.
I think there's no question Denver can compete. I'm just so high on Denver. They're fully healthy roster. I think they compete with anyone. I will say, this reminds me last week, our friend Jace.
I was just going to say this.
Denver played Minnesota, and by the way, won, and on the second night of a back-to-back, and also they played like ass that game. He's like, man, this Denver team's just not serious. No one should fear them. And it's like, well, this isn't exactly their good game. They're playing a bad team, and
this
they're sleepwalking.
This is that version of
that.
That
was them. The Bucks tonight brought their C-minus game.
And still shot 43% from three.
And won.
In the end.
And won.
And turned it over 22 times.
And won easily. You can't always judge a team. Tonight, I just thought I was also supremely unimpressed with Milwaukee.
I'm with you, Devin, and I was also very unimpressed.
So you're going with this?
Yeah, I was unimpressed. Like, their process was awful, man. The Bucks played tonight like everybody on that team doesn't like playing with one another. Like, they just play for themselves, I feel like. I mean, I will trust them to come together in the playoffs, but they're just kind of meandering through the regular season, I feel like.
It's like an ISO team, man, honestly. They play like what you know, the Brooklyn Nets or something, where there would be plays where you come down, Drew Holiday would just dribble for 8 times, get into the mid-range and do a sidestep, and you're like, that's the offense?
It can be like that, though. That's the one thing about the Bucks is, like, as amazing as they are, I think compared to some of the other best teams in the league, sometimes the half court, it's like, well, that doesn't seem as replicable or as sustainable as, say, Denver through Jokic when they're healthy.
Right.
But to Dev's point, it's not about tonight, actually. I've always liked the way the Jokic teams have matched up with the Giannis teams.
Yeah.
I've always liked these games. Now they're regular season and not playoffs, and I get it. But it's never felt to me like, man, everything Milwaukee does well just kills Denver. Denver always gets up for this matchup. I thought they did again tonight. So it's more of an extension of a belief that I already had in which I like this matchup for Denver. I really do.
I mean, they can really sit down and guard. I mean, that's the thing is, and I know Denver didn't have a very good offensive process themselves tonight. I mean, they didn't have anybody to create for them. But nonetheless, like, Milwaukee has a lot of guys that are just hard to score on.
Absolutely. Yeah, they got a lot of great defenders on that roster, for sure.
Is Milwaukee's defense better than Denver's offense?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Because I think Denver's defense against the way they play is just like, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean...
You're not running a ton of pick and roll.
Let Drew Holiday take 20-foot contested jumpers. If he goes 9 of 20, you have to live with it.
And KCP's a good defender. Tonight. Yeah, like, I just... If you're not going to run a lot of pick and roll, then Denver's going to guard you at least an average rate.
Yeah. I feel comfortable with Denver's defense against these guys, unless it's just Giannis going to the rim and the foul line every single possession.
Which it would be, but you throw bodies at him. Yeah. What for you, Harrison, what's your big takeaway?
My big takeaway was Aaron Gordon. 26 points, 14 rebounds tonight. Something that's been the case with Aaron Gordon all season is he plays his ass off every night. And tonight, I feel like he had every excuse to pack it in and take a night off. Nikola Jokic out, Jamal Murray out, Michael Porter, KCP. He was the only starter who played tonight, and he played his ass off the whole game. Like, he was going 100%, 100 miles an hour from the opening tip until the final buzzer, and I was impressed. Like, he brought it. He really, really brought it tonight. So I just love to see that effort from him, and it's just kind of been a continuous theme of his season. He brings it every single night.
Would you say he's the DraftKings Sportsbook's king of the game?
I would. I was.
You might say that he was. We got it ready. I'm told. Maybe not as ready. There it is. 26, 14, and 4. That's a hell of a line, honestly. 26, 14, and 4. I think he was, 10 of 23 from shooting, something of that nature.
Yeah. And it wasn't the prettiest offensive game. No. He took some terrible shots tonight. He took some...
I mean...
he took some Orlando Magic Aaron Gordon shots. But he had to, because a lot of the creation tonight was just kind of up to him.
Yeah. I thought he played really well tonight. We were worried that, he needed some rest, his shoulder, this or that. Does it make you feel better that he played tonight?
Yes.
He must be fine, right?
I mean, initially, no, right?
Right.
Please don't do this. But to Wynn's point, he certainly didn't play like a guy that was trying to protect himself from something getting out of hand.
I just have a lot of respect for Aaron Gordon.
Me too, man.
He just goes out and battles every single night, plays through injuries. That never has an excuse.
And maybe some of it went like that last game, he didn't play very well. Maybe he was like, I don't want to rest on that. I don't want that to be the final note before I take a break. I can be better.
It actually makes me feel better about the injury, because that's an easy candidate for, hey, you need a night off. We're resting everyone else. You are also resting. So, I mean, it had to be his own personal decision to say, no, I'm good enough to not only go, but I'm going to push it to the limit. After not having such a good game where it did look like he was injured. In this game, he did not look injured. He looked tired because, of course, he's in a different role, but he didn't look injured. And the fact that he played when everyone else didn't, I'm excited about the rest of the season, because I thought there was going to be a time where he was going to have to sit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a big takeaway for me?
It was the same thing as Dev's, just that I liked this matchup. But I would also frame that as, is that really a takeaway from this game?
I know.
Not really. That's an extension of something I already believed. It's tough to take something from this game. Other than, I'm glad Denver punted insofar as who they played, but the players on the floor did not punt, and I respect that. I appreciated the way some of them played, particularly Christian Brown. It was fun to watch him get some run, and my big takeaway was Wind hitting his Christian Brown bet in 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
That's why betting is so much more fun, especially on a game like this, as you're like following along with that all the time. I don't even think I'm kind of with you. I don't know that I have a big takeaway. More, there's some players that I thought were very interesting to watch in this one and kind of monitor. Christian Brown was one of those guys. I just have always felt like he belongs. He guards people well. He's big. He's physical. Like a guy like Drew Holiday. There's a couple plays where like Bruce Brown will get against him, and he's just so much bigger than Bruce, and he just looks big. Yeah. Christian Brown looks bigger than all the guards.
He is.
I mean, he is bigger, but he looks bigger,
Yeah.
All right. So that was one of my big takeaways. Bruce Brown battled tonight. I don't know how effective he was. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. I thought he was pretty effective overall. He just, when you need scoring, he kept going to the floater over Giannis.
Right. It's like Bruce is out there with a lineup of him, Christian. I mean, just look at the starters. And if Aaron Gordon isn't making something happen, it was kind of on Bruce to get into the lane and fork up one of those 10, 12-foot floaters that never look like they're going in that sometimes go in.
It wasn't even that that Bruce was only forcing those type of shots, but he was also forcing passes that were not there.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a bit shocking just because he seems to be like the third point guard. You know, so you would expect him to, in this like setting, try to run the offense, run the team, and get them going. They elected to go with Aaron Gordon in this game. So I would expect that Bruce Brown's turnovers would have been lower, but they weren't lower. So he really just tried to like gun it, just try to make things happen. And a lot of times it wasn't happening in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah, I thought he finished with more turnovers than assists tonight, and there were one too many shots I didn't love. And like, I don't, to say that I blame him, right? Wins framing is also important. It's like a weird lineup. I don't know where the offense is going to come from. I don't expect the third string ball handler to look awesome without the best players. I just didn't think, for as hard as he played, I didn't think Bruce played a very clean game tonight.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, I want to talk a little bit about Bones Highland, because I thought he, of all the players that you say, like, the way they played tonight was interesting, to me, he was the most interesting. Not the effectiveness, not this or that, the style choices that he played with tonight. We'll do that on the other side. Also, send in your questions so we get to the mailbag later.
Take your shot at turning buckets into big cash with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. They're my go-to for hoops action. They're our go-to on the pregame show. Tune in. We make money. If you're not tuning in, you're losing out on free money. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. New customers, sign up right now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code DNVR. New customers right now, bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code DNVR, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also got a shout out, Pins and Aces. Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Pins and Aces gear is awesome. If you wear it on the golf course, off the golf course, you'll get compliments on it, guaranteed. They've got awesome polos, hats, golf bags. They got the beer sleeve as well. It keeps 7 beers ice cold in your golf bag for an entire round. Go to pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR, get 15% off your first order, and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR.
All right, back here, second segment. Don't forget DNVR Nuggets podcast. If you ever miss an episode, too late, you're feeling tired. I already filmed mine now. Is this supposed to be for mine?
I don't know. Does someone have an open tab?
This is not for mine.
No, do it live. One? I thought we'll it was your live. Boss.
What's on the tab? Just shout it out.
Yeah, anybody know?
Got a burger on there?
Who had a burger
not
tonight?
Me.
I did, but I already paid.
Oh, maybe the... Is that you, Kale?
Oh, my Kale. Gosh.
Kale didn't close out.
Where's Yaya?
Unbelievable. The guy tonight that I thought had the most interesting game was Bones Highland. And part of this was, it's funny because he took 14 shots, which is the second most. Two other players took 14. AG, of course, took 24. But I still felt like he was being extremely passive in this game. And it's been a trend lately. Like, Bones is a scorer. There were so many times that, like, Denver couldn't score tonight. And there were still so many times where I felt like he was trying not to score, not to score, not to score again. Dev, am I seeing things?
No. It just really looks like Bones' confidence is down, and that's like...
Well, it seems real low.
Well, affecting, yeah, different parts of his game. There was like a little small spree in this where he did get it going, and that's where I think that the field goal attempts like went up, because he's like, okay, I finally have something going. We're not seeing that same bounce, that same... flair that he had last year and also at the beginning of the year, where I think he's just trying to find who he is as a player, or just trying to find something that sticks.
Yeah.
I think that is just, he's like, he's searching for, at different times, like the game is calling for him to do something and he's just looking for something else, which is just a processing thing. And this game needed him to score. They needed him to be a guy that can, you know, put the ball in the basket. But he's looking to facilitate. Other games need him to facilitate, but he wants to shoot. So I think that he's just still in that learning stage. And this was a game like what it had ups and downs. This was not a good Bones game. But again, you said it was interesting.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like you definitely saw it right when he checked in. It was notable. I mean, we can talk about why we think Ishmith might have checked in before him. I thought that was weird. But he checked into the game. And, you know, the first 5-6 minutes that he played, he turned down open threes that he usually takes. He looked to keep the ball moving. He looked to get his teammates involved. I didn't mind it. And then, you know, in the second quarter, he looked to find his own offense. But overall, Bones, over these last couple games, he looks like a player to me that's pressing and playing under pressure. Mm. Like, playing under pressure to play the right way. He's not playing his game. Like, Bones Highland isn't being Bones Highland right now.
Yeah.
And if he's going to get back to the level he was at last year, he's got to get back to being Bones Highland, like, no matter if people want him to be that or not.
I want to push back a little bit. I thought what you're saying applied to his first minutes for sure. And then I thought there were times for the rest of the game where he was trying to get to that second level, the floater. There were a couple of times where he had an ISO on Giannis and he was like, I'm doing this. And I was,
yeah, like, all right, do you have to? Idea.
So I would say, I think generally in his game, I agree with you lately. Although tonight I thought there was a little bit of him trying to get himself going in that second level.
What about confidence?
I agree that it's lacking. I agree. But I think there's a lot of thinking, you know?
Yeah. You know when it did like pop in this game? When he got the one-on-one finish on Drew Holiday. Yeah. That did something for him. Yeah. Where you're like, okay, you know, there's something there. Like he's starting to look like him, his old self, and he's trying to like turn the corner. But that was like a great one-on-one move against one of the best defenders in the league, and then he follows that up with an ISO finish on the other end of the floor. So you just want him to just get to that point. Like, I do think that Bones is going to be back. It's just right now he's, like, just trying to – it's like double dutch. Do you guys know double dutch?
Is that with two jump ropes?
Yeah, two jump ropes where he's, like, he doesn't know when to jump in. Yeah. Like, it's, like, he's not finding the rhythm.
I thought for sure I was like, this could be so terrible.
No, that was great. That was exactly what I was trying to say.
You were trying to do the double dutch?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was really good.
He's trying to, you know, feel it. Like,
yeah.
It reminds you a little bit. I saw somebody in the comments say it's like, oh, it's like Bol Bol all over again. It almost to me is more like Michael Porter in that clearly there is a skill set that is in excess of what is needed from the team. And I think with Porter in some ways, Porter has fit in so nicely this season into what it is Denver is trying to do that it's almost going to be hard to like be like, yeah, but he has more to that. Like, now how do you tap into that? And I think there's a little bit of that going on with Bones right now. It hasn't been as long, but there is a little bit of a like, am I supposed to? Okay, so on this lineup, they don't need me to do the one thing that I'm the best at, which is beating guys off the dribble or getting to my step back and taking the deep three. He's almost like cutting that out. I mean, there's a little bit of shake to his game tonight, as you're mentioning. There was a couple plays, but it wasn't a lot. And if you think about the very, like a month ago, people were upset because there was all that. It was like every time down, he was trying to break a guy off the dribble and get to the rim. And I just feel like the scale is so far in the other direction right now, naturally, but I'm kind of am hoping that it's like, yes, but there is room for this. There is room for you to get to that three, for you to get to that, especially on a night like tonight when it was hopeless that Denver was going to get to 100 points without him.
Yeah.
That last one, the game was over, but I think he kind of, was it Brook Lopez? He had all turned around and he like shot out of a cannon to the rim.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff I miss, you know?
He's the best on the team at that. So honestly,
in some ways that he did some stuff tonight that made me feel like confidence-wise, he can build off that for sure.
So Bones has an interesting weekend coming up. I don't know if you guys saw this. On Friday, because Philly's close to Delaware, you know, right there. I know my East Coast geography. So it's kind of a home. Philly is kind of the homecoming for him. Like, that's the area closest to where he gets to play near family or whatever. On Friday, they're retiring his jersey from his high school.
Mm. Yeah.
He posted this on social. And then, of course, on Saturday, I'm sure he'll have a handful of people at that game. I hope that that's a line of demarcation game. What happened last year in Philly?
He had a monster game.
Not such a coincidence. I mean, part of this is, and I've mentioned this all the time, nobody in Philly ever wants to hear it. They don't talk about it. Part of why he went off is because Joel Embiid was so concerned with not getting scored on that he just decided not to guard the pick and roll.
Was he in drop the whole game?
Was he, you know, he might have been a little bit dropped, a little worried about the one-on-one
just
battle he's
out
in.
And,
yeah.
And all it cost you know him was the MVP.
All it cost him was the game and the MVP. But I think one of the reasons is that, you know, Bones was one feeling it at that period of time in his career, you know, last year. And then two, maybe there's a homecoming. So I'm hopeful that this is a memorable game for Bones. That this is like a line of demarcation where you're like, there, he got it going. Got that mojo back.
That would be great. I mean, a Bones resurgence would be so good.
such a cool second half storyline heading into the playoffs. Like, that would be awesome. I hope that happens.
Is there any other player that you think deserves any mention in this? You know, Davon Reed played tonight. Peyton Watson didn't play. I kind of would have liked to have seen him if he was healthy enough to go.
Me too.
I just would have liked to have seen some minutes for him, but whatever.
Yeah. Davon did not have the shot going tonight.
He did not. Seven boards,
got,
though.
Got on the glass, though. Seven rebounds.
What did you guys think of Jeff tonight?
Fine.
No.
It was typical Jeff.
Jeff, a lot of players stepped out of their element and explored their game.
Yeah.
Jeff Green explored his game in this one.
Like, you thought?
He took so many shots. Like, he just felt like he had the mismatch. And I feel like everybody thought that they had the mismatch. This was the prove it game for everybody on Denver.
Everybody.
And he was that guy.
What about Z-Dog?
Z-Dog did too. He did a step back three.
Z-Dog was in it tonight.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. But yeah, like this is one of those games where you're not going to be critical of him. You're not going to be harsh because, like, it was a setup loss and they're missing so many players. Right. So you have to do something. But I was just shocked that he was the one that he's like, you know, this is my time. This is where I'm going to stay.
I thought it's funny that you think that, because my thing on Jeff Green tonight was I just felt like there were a lot of guys that were in, like, prove it, underdog. Oh, you don't kick away. And I just felt like my biggest complaint with Jeff, and I get it, he's a vet, he never rises above second gear.
Jeff Green, game one of the season, Tuesday in December against Detroit.
Doesn't
game
matter.
Game seven of the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
He's going to play the same exact way with the same amount of energy.
And that's why tonight there just was a couple moments that you were like, oh, man, the intensity. And then he's out there just kind of like, nah, it's not that intense, actually.
He took eight threes. I mean, he made the buzzer beater, so we're not counting that one. But he took eight threes in the game.
I just, every time.
I love that the one of his two made threes.
was the buzzer beater.
And I generally like Jeff.
That was a pure shot, too.
He's so far out of my circle of trust on open threes. It's like when there's a ball is popped in possession and it finds him, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then sometimes I think he like his energy comes in short spurts right away and then right at the end. And, you know, he had those two monster offensive rebounds, which were genuinely the most effort I've ever seen him give rebounding in the first quarter. And then it kind of waned a little bit. I don't know, man. Jeff's an interesting one, and I'm interested in the question because he's back now, and as other guys come back, it's another question for this rotation, you know, particularly with regards to Vlacko and just sort of what do you value in terms of the lineups you're building there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a couple super chats? How many super chats came in?
A flurry of
them. All right, let's get to, and then do you have some other ones saved for, all right, so let's get to the super chats KO. First and foremost here.
Gordon Glazner. I'm proud of our B team for giving them all through all they could handle. Excellent defense, energy. Good to see some of the bench with more minutes and our starters with rest.
Nuggets so did positive. Lower their defensive rating tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Drew Holiday lowered their defensive rating
Drew
tonight.
Drew Holiday did, man.
They were already like dropping like they're like middle of the pack.
The Nuggets
right now
are the 15th best defense in the league before tonight.
Yeah,
it's underappreciated how seldomly guys step outside the lines when they play with Jokic. Like watching him, I was like watching Drew tonight. I was just like, I would be going crazy.
I would be so mad.
God,
I'm like, wow, you're a lot closer to Dylan Brooks than I realized.
He kind of is. Honestly, like he kind of plays like Dylan Brooks. You're right. Incredible defender.
I couldn't believe it.
And then the shot selection is just like, wow.
And I don't watch enough Bucks. Like I don't watch their whole season, but every time I tune in, I'm always like, dude, what is he doing?
Yeah, he's a
but
little
he
aggressive
them
here.
Win a title, so.
Dylan Brooks.
What else do we got? Freddie, I'm going to read this because you paid for it, but I just want to make it known that I hate it. Okay. Bones is too busy doing podcasts and making horrible rap songs to care about basketball. I'm so done with him.
That's pretty lame.
A bit on the harsh side, I would think. Second year player. But you paid for it. Alejandro Botello, I really hope this is a get right game for the bench. They saw they can do it. They hung around a team that has NBA championship pedigree. Be proud, boys.
I honestly do feel there is something like this about the Nuggets are just like, they're tough, man. Like, early in the season, I was talking about, do they have the toughness, this or that? Like, I think they have a mental toughness. Like, they're a pretty mentally tough team.
I think so too, man.
They play hard. Like, everybody on that roster is going to come in and play hard. Mm. It's a trait.
I think that's been true of Malone teams more than is given credit for over the years. Sam Donald, $8-ish for MVP. Proud of the gang despite the situation. God bless the others. Happy Australia Day. Apart from the genocide of our indigenous friends.
I don't know what that means. Is it Australia Day?
Celebrating it or not?
Yeah, I don't know,
like,
man. Yeah, don't
seems
know.
Like a lot. There's a lot of
self-guilt. A lot of self-guilt I felt in that.
But real fast, Ish Smith for MVP is what he led with.
That's
someone
true.
Typed that out.
Maybe he typed someone that paid out 2023. In the first 8 minutes of the first quarter.
Oh, wow.
Matthew Bryan.
He was gunning for that DraftKings king of the game.
First game since 2018 between these two teams that had a single-digit margin of victory, and he went down for finals consisting entirely of
that's a good question. Nuggets in four?
Let's do it. Let's do it. I would love, honestly, like, playing the Bucks in the finals, to me, would be the least pressured finals. Like, to me, I'd be like, you know what? I don't hate that team.
Me too.
And I don't think I would grow to hate them.
Yeah, and I think Denver can handle them.
I think we say that now. And I know. We're like all true. Against Jrue Holiday. Yeah.
All these Bucks fans.
Pat Connaughton, man.
Yeah.
Harrison is bringing, like, ladders to Ball Arena. And
start calling Giannis a free throw merchant. It gets really ugly really fast.
All right. We'll get to those in the second segment here. Let's take a break. On the other side, we'll get to your mailbag questions. Do a little mailbag pod. Enough talking about this game.
Mailbag with
the
fellas.
Talk about the general Nuggets.
Amen. Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out the Breck Brew beer locator at breckbrew.com.
By the way,
tell you where to get Breck Brew.
Friday, we're going to be doing our show live from the Breck Brew farmhouse down in Centennial. And you guys can come watch it and hang with the fellas if you want. We're going to be there live at 2 o'clock. Doing our show from there, so it should be a fun one. Drinking some beer. 10% off if you do come. So if you come down there, they have great food, by the way. Said they're feeding us. Coming hungry.
I'm into that. I'm doing two podcasts that day.
Yeah, if you just say you're with DNVR, you get 10% off your entire tab.
Yeah, Friday, live from the farmhouse.
So yeah, hit us up if you're out there. Also, make sure to check out Breck Brew's latest release, the Mile High City Golden Ale.
Great beer.
Tastes great. Great can. You just feel good looking at it. Feel good drinking it. Pick it up at your local liquor store, at your grocery store, wherever they sell Breck Brew. Also, Shady Rays. Shout out to Shady Rays. Kick off the new year with new gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that is just as good as any expensive pair. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. Go to ShadyRays.com, use the code DNVR, or visit them in-store at Park Meadows Mall for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. It's an incredible deal. Get 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's exclusive to DNVR listeners.
Shady Rays is dope. For sure dope. All right, we got some mailbag questions from the people. What do we got?
Mixer, do the Nuggets need a trade, and who do we trade for? Rumors on Espen mentioned we're looking for bigger wing defender.
I mean, I told you guys this really since the Calvin Booth era, since Calvin Booth took over. Denver, I think, is going to try to get longer and longer. And I don't think just Denver. I think the NBA, like, for a while there, everybody's looking for the shooter, this or that. I think right now the entire NBA is like, can we get rid of everybody under 6'3" and just sign everybody that's 6'8"?
The Nuggets are going to look to add people in the Christian Brown mold.
Yep.
Christian Brown is a 6'6 shooting guard. He's got plus size at the two. They're going to try to add guys with plus size everywhere.
Well, exactly it. So the answer is yes, but so is everyone else.
Yeah.
Not like Denver. It would be nice if Denver was looking for the one thing nobody else was.
Yeah, they like cracked the code before everybody else.
Nickname question. Too bad D-line's not here. How do we feel about Bruce the Moose? I don't know, man.
I feel like that's probably been suggested at one point or another. I
tried to tell you the spruce.
I do like the spruce more than the moose.
Yeah, I don't get the moose part.
Christian Brown.
It rhymes.
Yes.
And like if you said goose, it probably wouldn't be as cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Goose Brown.
Yeah.
The goose can get loose, but I think he's more of a spruce.
Mm.
He's solid, man.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
He's
spruce. Hey, quick question for me. That backpack, that frozen backpack he wears, that's a rookie hazing thing, right?
Of course it is.
No, he's just a big frozen guy.
I was just double checking.
Dude, rookie hazing, are we like, how? It's 2023. How long do you think this is going to last? Forever?
Yeah.
We always going to have rookie hazing?
Yeah, we haze
Kale.
I think
that they want those stories and things like that.
I had to wear this frozen backpack for a full year. It was
so crazy. They made me wear a frozen backpack.
Those guys, man.
Oh, man.
Right, well, Jeff and Dion.
I can't believe I got through my rookie year.
Man, those guys.
Jose, check it in. AG made Giannis work. BB and CB are pure hustle. Let's fucking
go. Dude, the people are feeling hyped after this loss.
I love it, dude.
Let's go,
I love
baby.
It, man. I'm proud of this team, too. They battled tonight.
They did battle.
That's good because people were pretty bummed after the last win. So we've gone full circle. Egg Shin. There's a name. Big question. Did Brown dunk on Giannis? Let's say yes.
He definitely stared him down, though, after the dunk, which was pretty hilarious.
Actually, I wish we could play highlights on this show because I tell you, this is actually what happened. He dunked by him. It was a dunk by. And then I think he looked around to like, did anyone see that I dunked on? Like, he looked around like, are you guys as hyped as I am?
Christian
and
Brown.
Nobody was. And I think he's like, all right, so maybe it wasn't
Christian
a dunk
Brown
poster.
Like, looked at Giannis and stared him down, like hoping nobody saw him stare Giannis down.
Yeah. I think Giannis tried to block it from behind. So
super late.
He was like, I hope nobody saw
that. The good
thing
is that like the rookie went down the lane, didn't care who was there, and just finished it. So like, I mean, Giannis jumped, so we can't just say no, but it wasn't like an actual dunk.
It's a dunk by, man. Like, it's not a poster.
Oh, that's a good question.
Not dunked on. Just come on. But it was cool.
5-5-5-5-5-ish. Now that we are halfway through the season, what are your guys' updated circles of
trust? Oh, the circle of trust. Timestamp this one, Kale.
Great question.
The circle of trust. All right, I'll let you start. Wind, why don't you start us off?
Should I just nominate?
Who's in the circle of trust?
Okay. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, KCP, Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon.
That's probably it.
That's it in the circle of trust?
For my circle of trust?
Yeah.
Probably.
Right. Yeah, no Christian Brown.
Wait, what's going on here? Off-brand win.
Oh, snap.
Brent's he's a phony, dude.
Oh, snap.
Such a phony.
Something else.
Are you saying that you wouldn't find minutes for Christian?
That's a different question.
He's not in your circle of trust.
He's got 1 foot in the circle.
I think that's the right answer.
Man, he's in my circle of trust. I'll go ahead and say it. I just don't think he makes mistakes. He's such a low mistake player that for me, he's in the circle of trust. And I think he's going to, like we talked about, Giannis is in the lane. He still takes it hard. I just don't think he's a guy that's like, oh my God, it's a pressure situation. I'm choking. I just think he's going to make 32% of his threes.
He had that backcourt violation today.
That wasn't his fault, though. Can I tell you something?
Aaron Gordon.
That was Aaron Gordon's
up.
Fault, he man. Set he him set him up.
It was a bad play, though. Like he didn't have to go to the other side of the court either. But he got put in a bad spot.
He got put in a bad spot.
I'll add this. He's not in it, but this is the closest I've felt with Michael Porter. To the answering that question, as opposed to just Izzy.
Man,
talking.
That's such a good question.
He's not in it yet, but
I mean,
like
he's not in mine. But I'm with you.
But he's closer to it for me.
Do you think we see Porter on Saturday? I guess it's a tough one to know.
I just can't answer that. I don't know.
I will say it's an ABC game. Like that one would be a tough one to return. Back, Dev,
who's in my circle? I mean, I just gave him shit, but it's the exact same. I don't stand Christian Brown. That's the only reason I called it out. But that's actually the circle of
You don't
trust.
Stand him, but is he the closest one that's not in the circle?
No.
Who's the next one?
Bones. For me.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that you're gonna need him to play well if you want to win a championship. You need somebody in that second unit that can score. You want him to get back to what he was. I'm not saying he's there right now and that's what takes him out of a circle.
Right.
But you want him in there because that's how you win.
Bones being in the circle of trust by the end of the season ups Denver's title odds by 10%. It's by a lot.
Yeah.
By a lot. Vote?
Yeah, same one, but just with the Porter addendum that I added. But I think Wynn got it right.
I'm the only guy that has Christian Brown. Wow, I can't believe I'm the highest on Christian Brown. He's in my circle
of trust.
He'll do his job.
He's really close. I mean, maybe if he had played some more minutes up until this point, he would have been in mine, but I need to see a little bit more.
I definitely can't do Jeff, Zeke, Vladko. Like, I just can't do it. And then with Michael, like with Porter, it's not anything he's done. It's like I just need to see him guard more.
Sure.
Like teams are going to have to put him in that spot. We'll see. Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Question for the guys from Eric Weedham. Do you miss me or nah? You know the answer.
Eric Weedham, don't recognize the name.
Yeah, I don't know that
new
either.
Commenter.
I think he comes through sometimes at the bar.
Eric Weedham?
D-Line, do we miss him? No. He quit on us at a moment when he knew this game was going to be bad.
He pulled a veteran move.
He did pull a veteran move of like, hey, man, if anybody else wants tonight off, I'm thinking about taking the night off. No reason.
Yeah, no Nuggets Bucks should be an exciting game, but I'm just going to take the night off.
He'll be here for Saturday's 76ers game.
And loud.
Oh, man. Unless the Nuggets lose, and then he'll be like, I can't do it.
I'm done. I'm going home.
Which will be all of us. We will have no postgame show if they lose that one.
This is a deep cut.
Oh, wow.
Honking like a Bruce.
Honking like a Bruce?
That's actually my favorite.
That'll be a tweet before too long. That is a big throwback. That's going to be a great one.
I'm stealing that one for
you. D-Line, make the shirt.
Troy Johnson. An
uncomfortable image on that shirt.
If we win tonight, is Brown in the circle, Harrison? If they had won this game, would they have been in the circle?
Oh, maybe. Fuck, maybe.
One more from Troy. What semi-realistic trade, if any, would you want the Nuggets to make? We talked a little bit about this. I personally would be fine if they stand pat, but I'm obviously interested in what you guys think.
You want circle of trust guys, and we just named not that many. We basically named five.
Five, and then Christian Brown's the sixth.
I mean, I think going into a playoffs, you need more than that. You need seven or eight guys. So either somebody grows into it or you make a trade for one.
Mm. Yeah.
Joe Ingles playing for this team to me is honestly kind of funny. Like he's
in their circle of trust.
He's in their circle of trust, and he's a good player. If he was on Denver, he would be in my circle of trust as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about somebody like Jay Crowder. Like, I don't really want Jay Crowder on the Nuggets, but if he was, I think he'd be in the circle of trust. You know,
man, I don't know. Boss man 99.
He would be there.
He would be there. I mean, I don't like Jay Crowder. I think he's kind of overrated. I don't want him on the Nuggets. He would be in the circle of trust, though.
Jay Crowder's reputation is that he misses shots in the playoffs. That's why it's so funny that he's in the trip. Like, he literally, that's what people
just
say about
him. He's just in
him.
The
he
circle,
fall over, though. After you run by him.
He said it.
Eggshin, is there a long-term role for Vlatko? It would be nice if he can become a consistent contributor for the next few years.
I think Vlatko's in the role he will be in, which is to say he'll play a lot of minutes because he's just can fill in for like every type of player.
I think he's in a perfect role right now. Like, you don't rely on him too much, but if you're in a pinch, you're going to give it to him. Also, he works so hard that you have to reward those type of guys.
Yeah.
So I do think that he's an NBA talent and he deserves to have some minutes, but he is never getting close to that circle of trust.
Jeez.
He's closer to mine than yours.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, he's in my circle of trust too, but if you're trying to play him, then it's going to be like,
yeah, you're in a rough spot if you have him, like if you have to rely on that.
Yeah.
Alejandro Botello. He is curious if we think dropping the overall games to 72 would be beneficial. Really feels like back-to-backs ruin possible matchups and games.
72 is too few. I honestly think, how many back-to-backs are there every year? Eight? They've gotten it down to like eight.
Well, the bad teams play more.
Yeah, the bad teams play more.
So probably an average of like eight. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if you can set the schedule up. 76 feels like it could work for me. I hate this idea of cutting games out.
I know. I love games.
I love games.
More stuff for us to talk about.
Just cut out back-to-backs. And if you can't cut out back-to-backs, can you cut out all but like two or three? Can you almost make a like back-to-back a thing, you know, where it's like you only have so many of the, it's like in the NFL, you have the Thursday night game or something. Yeah. Like, but every team has one. You don't keep
the
playing.
The weird game that's like messed up. And
yeah.
It's a weird
And try to outcome. Make it even. Like if you only had two or three back-to-backs to schedule all year, you could probably make both teams play the back-to-back at the same time. Yeah. So I don't want, 72 is too few. I think that there is an overcorrection to some of this that happens in the NBA with players resting too much.
Totally.
One last super chat, Sasha N. Perfect trade deadline. Bones, Green, and Smith for Caruso and Dosunmu.
The Bulls would just not even hang up the phone. They wouldn't even answer your call. They'd block your number.
I mean, Dosunmu is a great player. Just take him off. Like trading Bones for Dosunmu would be like, you know, you're trading. Dosunmu is the defensive version of Bones, right? Like he's the inverted version. So take him out. If you said that, first of all, what do they want Ish Smith and Jeff Green for? I'm not sure what the point is. Maybe just the salary match, because both of those guys are expiring contracts. So what are you doing? So then you're just trading Bones for Caruso. That's a tough sell, even if you're Chicago, whatever. But if for some reason you could get Caruso and that was the price, absolutely. Caruso's a great.
To Sasha's point, it would be the perfect trade.
Well, you're right.
Yeah. Caruso has been my guy. Oh, that'd be incredible.
He got Caruso and Christian Brown?
Yeah,
oh my
that
God.
Actually might be too much. Dev might not sit next to me on this show anymore if that was the case.
It wouldn't be enough room for me in town.
Jose, dropping in one last time to say this team has everything they need to win it all.
Might be right. Close enough. All right, let's take our final break on the other side, a little around the association. There were some big games tonight. Rivalry week in the NBA. Some games had some meaning to them.
If you guys need tickets to concert shows or sporting events, hit up the Game Time app. It's the most popular new ticketing app out there. Millions and millions of people are using it. They've got these great last-minute price drops. Sit half court behind home plate for way less money than you would normally spend on one of those other sites. Check out the Game Time app, but definitely use our link in the YouTube description or in the podcast description when you go to Game Time. Concerts, shows, sporting events, Nuggets games, Avs games, whatever you need, Game Time has you covered. Also, Jive Hive. JiveHive.com to schedule a delivery. Jive Hive is a virtual dispensary on wheels.
Oh, man. Jive Hive, by the way, tweeting us out.
Shout out Jive Hive. They're probably watching right now.
They're homies, man.
Yeah. All you got to do, visit JiveHive.com.
Might have something cool collaboration going on. Oh, let's tease that. Maybe a little cool collaboration with Jive Hive.
Collab?
Vibes are immaculate at the moment.
Visit JiveHive.com, JiveHive.com. Get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window. We'll be there to say hi, Jive Hive says. Head over to JiveHive.com. Enter your address to find out if Jive Hive can deliver to your door. Now serving Aurora, Greenwood Village, Monument, Fountain, and various areas of El Paso County. That's JiveHive.com.
We back?
We back.
Dev, take us around the association.
Perfect. Well, let's start quickly with Orlando Magic beats the Pacers 126-120.
Dude, the Pacers, man, they were a feel-good story in the NBA like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Halliburton's been out. Can't win a game. Yeah.
When you're young like that and you have one, you're so dependent on one player, it's like, oh, man, we could shock the world this year.
Yeah, it's tough. Their backup point guard, though, rookie, really good. He's good. 26 points in his game for him. Not much on their side of things. I don't know how they was winning at the beginning.
Oh, because of Halliburton. Two and eight for them in the last 10. Oof.
For the Magic is Banchero, the likely rookie of the year. He's going to be good in this league.
This is a battle of rookie.
She got
rookie
Gary Harris's candidates line tonight.
Shout it out.
22 points, 6 of 6 from three.
Oh, what? Man, that's vintage Gary right there.
What?
Wait, vintage. Trade for Gary?
Is he back?
We reunite Gary with the Nuggets?
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Yep, we'll go to the what appears to be the game of the night, because that's what the NBA wanted. I'm not putting on a back-to-back. Brooklyn versus the Sixers. Looked like it lived up to expectations. Very high-scoring game. 137-133.
Yeah, Joel Embiid lived up to his expectations at the foul line, too.
The Sixers got it. Embiid had 26 points. He went 13 of 13 from the field, 10 rebounds in the game.
Tyrese Maxey, 6 of 18 from the field. Like, he had a crappy shooting night.
13 of 13 from the foul
line. Horrible night, but they won. Tyrese Maxey had 27 points. James Harden had 23 points.
This was a chippy game, man.
I can't wait for Saturday.
Man. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a fun one. And actually,
Nuggets have 2 days off.
So do the 76ers.
That means that the starters have like 5 days off. Yep. Like that's
get ready for that marquee matchup, man.
Kyrie Irving, 30 points, 10 assists in the game. Seth Curry, not Steph, Seth Curry had 32 points. That is
7 of 10 from
pretty
deep.
Pretty crazy for the little brother.
They still lost. They didn't have KD though, man. Like that's a series I want to see for sure in the first round. In part because I kind of wonder, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel like that's. I'm not surprised Seth Curry had 7 of 10 threes tonight. I bet you there was a lot of pick and rolls going on. Yeah. Kyrie Irving, I bet, can feast in this. And you put KD there. That would be a great first round. Can you imagine that first round matchup? One of those teams going home.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Could they meet in the first round though? Probably second round, right?
Yeah, second round. Kevin Durant tweeting the entire game. He loved this one. That he's at home.
He loves Twitter
trash
too.
Talking and going crazy. To keep going around association, the Wizards, our Wizards, beat the Houston Rockets 108-103. The Wizards' best player now has to be Kyle Kuzma. He's playing well. 33 points in this game to lead all scorers. On the Rocket side of things, they don't want to win games. They just don't.
How'd Şengün do?
He had 21 points. He had 11 rebounds, 10 assists.
His second triple-double. Yo, baby Jokic.
You feel this kinship with Şengün?
Because I kind
of
do.
We root for this mold of player.
I know. He's just really going up against it on a team with Jalen Green.
I just love that everybody is, like, already shouting him out. And then, he's living up to those expectations.
Speaking of Shane Goon, though, this is not... I'll get to it later. I'll get to it later. Keep going.
I'm not sure if you guys can look up the Pelicans and Timberwolves. I'll go over to the Hawks and the Thunder. Because it says I don't have it for whatever reason.
The Wolves win.
Hawks and Thunder. Thunder lose to this one. Hawks win 137 to 132. This was the Shai versus Trey.
Nope, you had it right.
Shai.
All right, Shai.
He came out and said it this week.
I saw that.
Yeah, but was he trolling?
Yeah, absolutely he was.
Yeah, Shai versus Trey. Trey Young, he went crazy in this game. 33 points, 11 assists. He was minus 11, still won the game because of the bench unit. They went crazy. For the Thunder, Shai had 36 points. Jalen Williams continues to play well. He had 24 points. No one else played well in this game.
Yeah. Timberwolves actually beat New Orleans.
37 for Anthony Edwards.
Gobert played. I saw people clowning him, but I guess he played well in the second half. Is what everybody was saying. No Karl Anthony Towns. Is that
the
recipe?
All-star draft already?
Is that the recipe? What's that?
I was making an all-star draft joke.
Oh. We forgot to get to that section. Whatever. We'll do it Friday. There's nothing else to say here other than New Orleans drops two in a row. Imagine being them.
Brandon Ingram came back tonight.
13 points, 4 of 18 shooting. Woo! No,
welcome back.
Of 6 from 3.
You know that guy at the gym that like does not play for like a year or like a long time? He comes back and he thinks he's himself.
Yeah.
18 shots after not playing for that long. Like, he's like, move over.
I feel attacked.
Still me. I'm still me.
Blazers are up right now on the Jazz. That game is only in the third quarter. Damian Lillard has 30 points. He might go for 50 again tonight.
Jeez.
The Blazers have like two speeds. Lillard's off, they're blown out. Lillard's on, close game. Lillard's on fire.
Could Lillard's on, maybe Simons is on, close game still.
Raptors beating the Kings. You were asked earlier about like, do you kind of pull for Shingun?
Yeah.
Do you know who the number one offensive team in the NBA is right now?
Oh, I know
the
who you Kangs. Pull for.
The Sacramento Kings.
The beam team.
It's the baby version.
You only root for a guy until they become a threat. You know what I mean? Now I see Sabonis over there, number one offense. I'm like, rooting against
him. Get off our lawn.
Yeah, I'm against him. I turned. I used to like Sabonis. I'm against
him.
Dude,
the Fox Sabonis two-man game is reminiscent of something familiar.
Then you got Herter running around.
It's interesting.
A little Porter it's action. I'm out. I root against
Can't
him.
Root for him.
Can't root for it. And then the Spurs are beating the Lakers. My God. Please put it on them. Please put
it's
it
on the Rui Hachimura debut game.
Oh, the Rui Hachimura giving you Anthony Davis. Please let them lose to the Spurs who don't want to win. I would Popovich has it in him to be like, yes, we're tanking, but too perfect a chance.
He's the guy who didn't want to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers in the first place. Of course he wants to beat them.
This would be great if they snuck up on him and got him today. That'd be incredible. All right, hit that outro music for us, Kale. Oh, the last one, the Warriors and the Grizzlies locked up. 54-53, Grizzlies with a slight edge here. Grizzlies on a 3-game losing streak. Would not mind seeing that slide a little bit more.
Yeah, let's go home and watch the second half.
Go Dubs.
All right, everybody, you sickos hanging out on a loser's lounge on one of the most boring games of the year. You guys are the real OGs. We appreciate you. Don't forget, we're going to be at the Breck Brew Farmhouse. We're off tomorrow, taking our day off tomorrow. We'll be back Friday from the Breck Brew Farmhouse at 2 o'clock. You can come down and join us if you want. We'll see you then.